calling customer service. This is Char. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Joe Harmon, and I have a charge of $64.97 on my credit card from you. Can you tell me what that's for?
All right, yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code, please?
83353.
All right, and that was 83353. And your first and last name, please.
I'm sorry?
Your first and last name, please.
Vita Harmon. Vita Joe Harmon.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, I do see it right here. But just for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address for me?
Well, there's a P.O. Box 2166. The home address is 302 Elkhorn Road.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So that is correct. So let me see. All right. So a show here on March 5th, you had did our earbuds with our smart fitness watch. How is that working for you?
For your what? Smart fitness what?
Smart fitness watch and earbuds.
No, I didn't order anything like that. I sent it back to you because I did not order that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's not how we receive product. Because it does show here on March 5th, you had did the $7.92 and the $18.94.
No, I received it in the mail and I put on the thing return to sender.
Let's see. Yeah, it's not showing it. It got to us, so it probably got lost in the mail. But you were supposed to call us because this was a 14-day trial. So if you don't have the product, there's no way that you can.
Well, I'm not paying this $64.97. I'll contact the bank because I had canceled that and returned it. I don't know whether you show having received it or not, but I certainly am not going to pay for something I didn't get.
Yes, ma'am, because what you did get it. You shipped it back to a shipping warehouse. You were supposed to call. So we can't do a refund for that a full amount. So what I can do for you as a courtesy, though, I can do a 35% refund off of that charge since you can't send it back to us and we don't have it.
Well, I don't have it either. And I'm not paying for something I didn't get and that I returned.
Yes,
I don't care what percent. That's just a racket as far as I'm concerned. I'll notify the bank and have the dispute
filed. If you do a fraud charge, all they're going to do is contact us, and then we're going to let them know because all our calls is recorded that you did never call to cancel this trial, and you said you just put return to sender, and I let you know that that was a shipping warehouse because you have to call in for the address to actually send it back. So I offered you a 35% refund over that charge that for that watch. And then they're going to see that we did have this conversation. So they will charge an additional fee on top of giving us that money back. So we can settle this now and do, let me see, I can do a 50% refund. But that's the most I can do.
Well, this is ridiculous. This is just taking advantage of people as far as I'm concerned. That's called being a con artist.
No, ma'am, you never called to cancel, so that's not... That's
I didn't know I had to. I didn't even open the package. All I did was write on it, return to sender. So it was never opened by me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're unable to know that because, as I stated, you just sent it to a shipping warehouse. You never sent it to our receiving warehouse, which you
well,
had to call
I don't know where you sent it from or anything.
Yes,
I'm just
ma'am.
Telling you
well,
that it was returned to you.
No, it wasn't.
And that I'm not paying
$64.97. Yes, ma'am. Well,
that's
you can
taking
have your
advantage
bank
of a senior
call.
Citizen.
You can have your bank just give us a call, and then we'll dispute it directly with the bank and do a refund that way. But we never received that package. It doesn't even show that it was returned or anything. So just have your bank give us a call, and we'll do a refund that way.
All right. I'll be glad to do that.
Yes,
and I will issue a complaint and block any charges ever against my card from you. I guess I'm just hanging up.
No, ma'am, I'm still on the phone.
Oh, well, as far as I'm concerned, this is just another way of stealing because that was returned to you. I'm a Christian person, and if I have a bill, I pay my bill. But I'm not going to be taken advantage of just because I'm 87 years old.
No, we don't know the age of any customer that apply online. It's the online.
Well,
service.
Whatever you do, it's dishonest when people return things from you and you put a charge like this against their bill. That's not being honest when things have been returned. It never came back.
And it never came to us, so that's why I'm letting you know we never received it.
Well, you said you got it back at your warehouse.
No, I didn't say that. I said we never received it. It don't show that we received anything. That's what I said.
Well, that's an interesting change of events. You told me it should not have been returned to the warehouse.
No, I said if you did send it back, it went to a shipping warehouse that nobody be at, so nobody would be able to see it. So we have no way of knowing if we received that package or not.
Well, it didn't
so
come back
proper,
to me, so you must have.
No, ma'am, we haven't. That's why I'm letting you know it doesn't show we received anything.
Okay, well, I'll call my bank and have a stop put on the 6497, and I will explain to them why and exactly that it was returned just because you don't have any records in your warehouse.
No, ma'am, it was not returned to us.
That is.
No, ma'am,
is it my problem?
Never got the address from us. It was not shipped to us.
Okay, well, we'll deal with it through the bank. Thank you. Bunch of cheaters.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer service.